Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gianna Kordaski, I hope I got that right. She's the co-founder of Family Fun Twin Cities LLC. And it's amazing because they've been around for quite a while. And they are the ones that really talk about what's happening in October, November, December. And I'm excited to talk to Gianna Kordaski. Why? Because Halloween is just around the corner. Are you looking for a fun, family-oriented event outside of trick-or-treating? I am so happy to hear that question. You know, let the website Family Fun Twin Cities be your guide. They welcome the site's co-founder, or tonight we welcome the site's co-founder, Gianni, and Gianna, back on the program to tell us about some of the events that you and your young ones can look forward to during this festive season. And she joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, Gianna?
I'm great, and you got my name perfect.
Oh, thank goodness. You know, every time you're on with me, I stumble over that Kordaski, especially, right? So it's really great to have you join us tonight. You know, Family Fun Twin Cities has been around for a while now. How long has it been in play?
We have been around now for over 10 years, which we are thrilled and excited and also a little, like, shocked that we've been able to make it last this long, but also at the same time, not shocked at the same time.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, what I was really happy about in reading about what you were going to talk about tonight is that question that says, are you looking for a fun, family-oriented event outside of trick-or-treating? A lot of parents are nervous. You know, remember the years when people would put needles and, you know, candy around the country, but not necessarily here. But trick-or-treating, you got to go up to someone's house. You don't know sometimes who these people are. So I'm curious to know why you're looking at it this way, because I'm thrilled that you're mentioning this.
Well, it gets kind of cold, for one thing, like just a simple basic thing. A lot of times it gets cold, even when it's, even if the day itself is slightly warm, which we all know there's a chance that it could be cold or warm. By the time the sun is down, it's kind of chilly and it's kind of a short-lived activity. But if we can find things to do in our costumes without a winter jacket, hat, and boots on, all the better. And that's just like the first part. Also, sometimes it's not easy to be outside in the dark with just like a glow stick wrapped around your neck, right? Like, it's kind of dangerous. It's not terribly dangerous, but it might make you feel a little easier if you're not running around in the complete dark with just a glow stick on your child's costume.
Nick, yeah, I see what you're saying. Although some parents say they love that glow strip because, you know, the children love to run and the parents are not always able even to pay attention to what they're doing or where they're moving. So those lights around their necks can sometimes really be a godsend, you know, that you can notice your children. Yeah, because it glows their faces a little bit, you know?
Yeah. It is definitely the way to go, to have those. But sometimes, like, I remember my little kids, when my kids were little, just, keeping up with them was hard, and I would just be really nervous if a car went past and we were on a street corner.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
So I don't mind seeing that on them. Now, you got to tell me, what are some of the events that you and your young ones can look forward to during this festive season?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So what's kind of nice is that Halloween is on a Tuesday. So there's kind of the Twin Cities and the surrounding area has been really excited for a long time of celebrating Halloween. And so when it's close to a weekend, but not necessarily on a weekend, it kind of extends that celebration. So you can find things on Saturday. You can find things on Sunday. There are a few things on Monday. And then, of course, the regular Halloween events that you're used to probably on Halloween.
Right. So they would have to go to your website, of course, which is www.familyfuntwincities.com. So if you want more information on that, now help me understand this, okay, Gianna?
Okay.
Halloween is on a Tuesday. What exactly does Halloween mean to Minnesotans, especially when it comes to children and families?
I think it's one of those times where Minnesota gets out and is the most neighborly. Honestly, I think we use Halloween as a good reason to get out with our communities, see people that we know, see people that we don't know, get to.
But how do you know who they are with their costumes on? I mean, come on.
Well, yes, you've got that going for you. That is true. But even if you don't, maybe you can act like you want to act when you don't get to wear a costume. I don't know, but there's something fun about just being outside and either being outside or in a party together. And if you have some good neighbors, they love to see the kids all dressed up in their costumes. They love to see the kids saying trick or treat. Which can I say something about how we have decided that the polite thing to do at a door is to say trick or treat. I think that's so funny because it used to be like at the very beginning, trick or treat was kind of a warning. Like you either need to give me a treat or I'm going to do a trick on you.
Right.
And now we're like, be polite, say trick or treat. I just think it's funny. I think it's so funny.
It can be funny. And then other times people say, like when people get tissued, you know, the tissue paper that they get all over the house and the trees and everything, they get really frustrated because it's so hard to bring it down, especially if it rains, right? Halloween, you know, even with the children's, how they decide or what they decide to put on to get out and get the candy, some of it is absolutely adorable, but yet we also see things that are a little troubling sometimes to the parents, and they wonder, well, why did that child put that on? Why would the parent put that on that child? You remember when we used to have, you know, all of these really famous leaders in our country? They would decorate their houses or whatever, and make sure that the children could come and get candy, that sort of thing. Well, now, you know, parents don't even trust the candy. They have to look through the candy to make sure that it's okay. Are you ever concerned about that?
I haven't been because we tend to go trick-or-treating with people we know.
Okay.
To houses that we know. And I think that's kind of your, that's a good rule of thumb. Try to stick with people you know. Or events of places like we have on our site. There's a ton of events. Like a ton of events that the community is putting on for your kids to be safe. There's lots of churches out there that do trunk or treating. There's lots of parks out there that are doing like parties in the park, costume parties, and then they have candy available, you know, those kinds of things. So I think if you either stick with people you know or go to an event that is put on for the purpose of a community, whether it's like the overall Twin Cities community or your neighborhood community, I think that's a safe place to start.
Okay. So then if you have been doing this for a long time, are there other things that you find out about that are disconcerting? And I'm wondering if you reach out to the parents that are on your website and let them know, hey, just to let you know, we've heard now about this, so be careful.
Yes. Yes, we do definitely. If somebody gives us like a heads up about something, we definitely throw it out there on Facebook or Instagram or, you know, a place where the parents will see it on social media, or will, you know, make a note like a highlighted area saying this is an event that we heard about and this is what we've heard about this event. We don't get very many of those. If we tend to not put it on if we feel funny about it. But if we have put it on and people have said there's a problem with this, please know this and let your readers know that, we do that.
Okay, so you're very cautious about what the neighbors are saying, what people in the area are saying about that. And they'll come forward to you and say, nah, that didn't work out for us. And then what do you do? Yep. What do you replace it with? Do you go to the neighbors and say, okay, tell me what you think we should do?
You know, usually there's so many things going on in the Twin Cities that if we don't include 100% of the things, we can not include everything and still have plenty of things for people to choose from. Yeah. So it generally isn't a huge issue at all.
Not at all. Well, I tell you, Halloween is around the corner. I have not seen. Usually, the children would try to put their costumes on and run outside and show some people in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. right, where people really know each other. And it's really adorable. Also, there are lots of parents who are very skeptical, who say, I want to be with my children, and I don't have time to stop with your children and introduce them because we just want to make sure our children are safe. I mean, really, I've heard this before. And that's got to be really difficult for the parents who want to come out and then say, yeah, but some of the neighbors are nervous and scared about certain things. So how do you encourage them?
Well, I understand being nervous about things because Halloween is not my favorite holiday at all because I am a scaredy cat. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of everything. There's like a car wash in our area that's doing this tunnel of terror thing where, right. We were in there today, not during the terror time, but I just kept picturing what was happening in this car wash, what would be happening. So I understand being uneasy about Halloween. I would say my big thing about doing things with your kids is you don't have to do it perfectly. You don't have to do it all. You can have a small little party at your house, or you can go to a friend's house. You can say we're going to go to four houses, these two on our side of the street and those two on that side of the street, right? Like, keep it small, keep the expectations to a minimum mm-hmm. for your kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can have fun with just a little bit of Halloween fun, right? You don't need to do it all.
Okay, so you don't let your children get scared.
No, oh no, 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 no. We're going to sleep on Halloween night without any nightmares.
There you go. Last question for you. What type of movies do you allow them to watch during Halloween?
If anything is too scary for their mother, they're not allowed to watch it. And I am a scaredy
cat. Really? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
there are movies out there that children are watching. And I've said to parents before on this station, please be careful what you show your children, what they watch on television, and sit and watch with them. Because there's a lot out there. There's a lot out there that they should not be watching. And that is my personal opinion about that. So
yeah.
I just hope that, you work really hard to make sure that they have things to do in October, especially when it comes mm-hmm. to Halloween and how safe it needs to be. And what you believe other parents would say, okay, I can handle that, or I can see them in this costume, that sort of thing. So thank you for what you do. I wonder, do you do the same thing for Christmas?
Not allow them to watch scary Christmas movies? No, I'm just kidding.
There are some, there are some. Bad Santa. Yeah, come on now.
Yes, we do the same thing for Christmas. Our site is covered with Christmas activities in November and December, just packed with all kinds of Christmas things. But we, like I said, we don't think you should try to do it all. We just want you to know what's out there so that you can pick the best thing for your family.
All right. Good enough for me. Thank you, Gianna. Really appreciate it. Give your website one more time.
It is www.familyfuntwincities.com.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining us again this year. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.